2 Corinthians chapter 12 and verse 7, Paul said, "And lest I should be exalted above measure through the abundance of the revelations, there was given to me a thorn in the flesh, the messenger of Satan to buffet me, lest I should be exalted above measure. For this thing I besought the Lord thrice, that it might depart from me. And he said unto me, My grace is sufficient for thee, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. Most gladly, therefore, will I rather glory in my infirmities, that the power of Christ may rest upon me. Therefore, I take pleasure in infirmities, in reproaches, in necessities, in persecutions, in distresses for Christ's sake. For when I am weak, then am I strong." Amen. We're going to continue talking about the good fight of faith. And this lesson in particular is this: the blessing of a burden. The blessing of a burden. We might not think about it like that, but I hope that before this is over today, you will see the blessing of your burden. When my grandparents on my father's side were alive, they had this huge grandfather clock that was in their living room. And I believe they purchased it somewhere overseas and had it shipped back to Texas where they lived. And I can remember staying there at times and sleeping on the couch there in that living room. And at that time, the sound of that grandfather clock, it would drive me absolutely crazy because it was not something that I was used to. It was hard to sleep with that noise. But now, you know, reflecting back on that, now that my grandparents have passed away, that sound, it sure would bring a certain comfort to hear that again. And I'm sure you all have had experiences like that and similar things. Inside that grandfather clock was a system of chains and pulleys, along with some heavy weights. I don't know what those weights weighed, how heavy exactly they were, and it's been years since I saw that clock, and I really didn't pay attention at that time to their exact size, but I'm sure they were quite heavy, constantly putting pressure on the mechanisms of that clock and weighing it down. Knowing how heavy those weights could be, it'd be easy to think, well, clock, I'm going to help you out. You know, it's a shame that you have to carry this weight 24 hours a day. Let me relieve you of that burden. But you see, it was the burden of those weights that kept the clock ticking. Because it did not run on electricity, it ran on that system of pulleys and chains and weights. And the weight, the burden inside the clock kept it going. In our lives, we often look for the easy way, the most convenient path, the most pleasant journey. But sometimes God helps us and he keeps us going spiritually. But sometimes those things seem like burdens to us. But we've got to realize from God's point of view, they are actually necessary for our survival. You see, trials can give us traction. Struggles can give us support. Burdens can be blessings. 2 Corinthians 4 and 17 tells us, "For our light affliction, which is but for a moment, worketh for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory." Let me encourage someone here today. We're often quick to pray for deliverance, but sometimes the worst thing that could happen in our lives is for God to deliver us from that burden. Yes, in our limited understanding, we think it's what we want, but God knows what purpose that burden is serving in our lives. Paul went on in verse 18, he said, "While we look not at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporal, but the things which are not seen are eternal." What does this all have to do with the good fight of faith? You see, a lot of what we deal with spiritually It isn't necessarily a spiritually battle. It may just be life. And our decisions in life can bring burdens upon us, as well as exterior things can cause burdens as well. Sometimes it's not the devil that's causing the struggle or the trial or the test. Now, he would love to use those trials and tests to discourage us and to defeat us, but the devil doesn't cause everything that happens in our life. Sometimes it could be something that God is allowing in order to bring us to a better place and to help us gain strength and understanding and to prepare us for the next step in our life. And when we're fighting the good fight of faith, when we're dealing with spiritual warfare, we have to be able to discern the difference in the burdens, whether this is just life and emotions and feelings and people that we're dealing with, or is this a demonic influence that we're encountering? Or could it be that the Lord is dealing with our hearts? This goes back to the three general spirits that we talked about in lesson 1 and 2, and us understanding if what we're dealing with is this the spirit of God, or is this human spirits, or is this a demonic spirit? But here's the great thing about this. No matter where the burden is coming from, it can be a blessing in our lives. And we're going to look at that for a few minutes today. Many times the burden that we're feeling has to do with feelings, finances, and people. Feelings, finances, and people. Everybody say, right where you are, they're saying, that's just life. That's just life. Feelings, finances, and people. As long as we live, we're going to deal with those three things. We are emotional beings. We have emotions. And the key is, though, not to let our emotions get out of hand and control us, but we've got to stay in control of our emotions. And God can help us become more balanced if need be. But emotions and feelings, they play a big part in our lives. Finances. We know, of course, that the love of money is the root of all evil, but the Bible also says that money answereth all things. And we have to have finances to live, to eat, to run our lives, to run a church. All those things take finances. Sometimes we have enough finances. Sometimes we don't. But more often than not, I have found that those who put God first in their tithing and their offerings have seen God's faithfulness come through time and time again in their finances. But financial pressure, that can be a burden in all of our lives. And people. Well, we're all people, aren't we? But people are something. We have to deal with people. Sometimes there's people who don't like us. There may even be people who hate us at times. God forbid, but it happens. If we ever didn't have to deal with people, this world would be a pretty lonely place. And all of us introverts are finding out how much we actually miss people during this time. But human relationships can go through things that cause strain and cause burdens in our lives. If the burden that we're feeling is coming to do from something to do with feelings, finances, and people, it's probably not really a spiritual battle. It's just life. But that burden can be a blessing to us because it motivates us to act. When that pressure reaches a certain intensity and it causes us to do whatever it takes to change things. We'll confront our feelings. We'll make a budget and get our finances in order. We'll find a way to mend our relationships or at least come to some sort of agreement so that the burden is somewhat relieved. Feelings, finances, and people. That's just stuff that we all have to deal with in humanity. Second, let's talk about the burden of the Lord. The burden of the Lord. Yes, God can cause a burden in our lives. Or he can somehow allow situations that will make us burdened. But the great thing that we need to remember about this is that with the Lord, as Romans 8:28 says, and we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to his purpose. If God has allowed it in our lives, then there's something about it that is working for our good. Think about salvation. God allowed something to bring us to a place where we had a burden, to where we had a desire to change. We wanted to be free from our old life. We were desperate enough to escape the sin of our past that we were willing to do whatever it took if God could just set us free. And so God allowed conviction to settle on our hearts, and we felt the weight of guilt and shame. And when we were born again, the burden brought us to the foot of the cross. But it was there at the cross of Jesus Christ that our burden was rolled away. Amen. God used that burden that we felt to bring us to salvation. But oh, what a joy. What a joy when we were born again. Come on, can you remember that today? Can you remember how you felt the freedom and the joy and the relief to be set free, to be delivered? If you've never felt that freedom, if you've never experienced that, you need to ask God today to forgive you of your sins, to set you free. You need to be born again, which means you're baptized in water and you're filled with the gift of the Holy Spirit. Read Acts chapter 2 in the Bible. That's the experience you need today, because you need to have that relief, that joy, that freedom to be set free from that awful, awful burden. But after salvation and victory and freedom, there can be another burden that comes on us as well. And it usually catches people by surprise, because after all, we're born again. We're doing our best to live for God and we're trusting him. And so why are we feeling this burden now? Why do we feel so heavy? It can be the burden of the calling. The burden of the calling in our life. Yes, it's the burden of the Lord that's working in us, calling us to do something for him. In Nehemiah chapter 1, word came to Nehemiah about the broken down walls of Jerusalem, and how the gates had been burned with fire, and the affliction and the reproach that was on the great city of Jerusalem. And we read in Nehemiah chapter 1, verse 4, and it came to pass when I heard these words that I sat down and wept and mourned certain days and fasted and prayed before the God of heaven. It was the burden of the calling in Nehemiah's life. God called him to do a great work. And when he answered that call, God was able to accomplish something. It was literally supernatural. And they rebuilt the walls of Jerusalem. The burden of the calling. If you're feeling unsettled, if you're feeling discontent and burdened, and maybe sometimes even depressed, it may be that the calling of God is leading you forward into new experiences. And we've been comfortable for too long, and God has something great he's wanting us to do. If that may be a possibility in your life, you need to pray that God would reveal to you what he wants you to do and that he give you the strength to do it. Sometimes the burden of the Lord is for our development. It's not that we're backslid. It's not that we're a bad person. It may just be that God looks at us and he sees some things about us that could be better. Some things that, well, maybe we'd be better off without. Some things that are lying dormant within us that need to be developed. Sometimes we don't even know what's inside us until there's a little pressure to bring it out. That pressure may not be there to destroy us. It could be that God has allowed it in order to develop us. Maybe you're really feeling pressure right now with all that we're facing in the world. I tell you, there's a lot of pressure. There's a lot of stress. And maybe you're really feeling the burden. Why don't you ask God if there's anything that He's trying to do in your life during this time to develop you? Is there anything inside us that He's trying to bring out? Anything that He's trying to perfect? Anything that He's trying to develop in us for the work that He has for us to do? Take advantage of this time. Take advantage of this pressure, of the stress, of the burden that you're feeling, and ask God, is there a way that you're trying to develop me? So some of the ways that the burden of the Lord will work in us is for salvation, for calling, for development. And also the burden of the Lord will make us sensitive to the Spirit. Amen. Those who are used in spiritual warfare praying, they can be in the middle of a party somewhere, having a great time, and everyone around them having fun. And all of a sudden, there's a burden that comes. And they've got to get alone with God somewhere because they've got to pray. There's a burden that comes. Amen. And it's like they must pray, or they just feel like they're going to die. The burden is so strong because they're sensitive to the Spirit. That burden is so great, and they're picking up on something in their spirit, and there just will not be any relief until they get alone with God and cry out in travail and intercede for whatever the need is. If you are that person, don't you be embarrassed about that. Don't try to ignore that burden, but learn to be sensitive to the Spirit, because God will use you to do great things. Amen. God will use that burden to call you to a place of prayer where literally things will be changed, maybe somewhere on the other side of the world, and you may not even know exactly what the situation is, but God will use you, will use that burden to help you to be sensitive to the Spirit. Let me also say, if you are married to someone who is sensitive to God in this way, or maybe it's someone in your family, make room for their gift. Amen. Make room for that gift in their life. Don't underestimate it. Be understanding if they say, "Well, I've got to go pray." Understand that. You never know the burden that they're feeling. It might have to do with you, and their prayers might mean the difference of you making it to heaven or not. And so make room for that gift in their life. How do we know the burdens? What's the difference in burdens caused by humanity and burdens caused by the burden of the Lord? We need to know that, right? Well, generally, when the burden is from the Lord, and we get alone in prayer, and we have a good old-fashioned prayer meeting, generally that burden will lift after a while, and until it maybe comes on us again later. But when we pray under the burden of the Lord, after a time, usually that burden will lift. Amen. If we're praying about humanity and feelings and finances and people, well, God may give us strength to face those issues, but when we get done with prayer, those things are still going to be there, okay? Let's talk about praying through for a moment. That's a saying that's used a lot in church circles, but a lot of times people have no clue what that means. So here's several ways that this is used. One time that you would talk about praying through is for when people come to the Lord for the first time. And another time is when maybe someone used to be saved, but they come back to the Lord. When they reach the place that they are so tired, they're tired with the way that they're living, and they can't stand it anymore, and they surrender their life to God, and they pray until there is a breakthrough and there is a difference, there's a release, there's a change in them, and they receive the gift of the Holy Spirit, and they speak with tongues. That can be called praying through. praying through. They're getting through that and having a breakthrough. But it can also refer to saints of God who come under a burden. There's a need somewhere, and the Spirit calls them to prayer, and they intercede on behalf of someone else. Maybe it's a person or a church or a city, and they pray until that burden lifts. That's praying through as well. They've prayed through something. They prayed through it, and it was changed through their prayer. Their prayer made a difference. What a blessing it is when someone who is tuned in to the Spirit of God and they recognize the burden of prayer. I tell you, that burden is a blessing, even though it can make somebody feel depressed and anxious and stressed out and confused, and they can't think straight until they can get alone in prayer. But if that burden was from the Lord and they spend time praying and interceding in the Spirit, then that burden will lift after a time. And that burden, it's a great blessing because something was accomplished in the Spirit that we would have never known to pray for on our own if that burden hadn't come. Many times people resist this burden because it's not the best feeling in the world, especially before people really realize what it is. And they wonder, what's going wrong? What's going on with me? And I'm going crazy. I'm crying. I'm sad. I'm depressed. And those things are not fun to go through. But I want to tell you, this experience of this burden that comes for prayer from the Lord, it is a blessing beyond compare because of the supernatural answers that can come when someone responds to the burden of the Lord in prayer. Romans 8:26 says, likewise, the Spirit also helpeth our infirmities, for we know not what we should pray for as we ought, but the Spirit itself maketh intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. Oh, the blessing of a burden. I tell you, if you have been feeling some of these feelings at times, I encourage you to go to the Lord in prayer and learn to develop that sensitivity to the Spirit so that God can use you and that burden of the Lord can come upon you. It can come in crazy places. You might be in the middle of the grocery store. You might be on the job. You could be at school or whatever it is, but all of a sudden that burden comes on you and you've got to find a way to pray somehow. You might have to take a break at work or do something to just find a way to get alone and maybe even pray under your breath. But you've got to do something because you're sensitive and there's a need in the Spirit. Oh, the blessing of a burden. Now, we've talked about the burden that comes from simply being human and just stuff that happens with life. We've talked about the burden of the Lord that leads us to salvation or to a calling or to develop us. It leads us to be sensitive to the Spirit. And now let's talk about the burden that can come from a demonic or spiritual attack. First of all, I want to say the battle is the Lord's. Amen. Did you know that? The battle is the Lord's. Jesus Christ won the victory at the cross. We're celebrating that this week. He has the keys to death, to hell, and to the grave. But there is a space of time until everything is all played out and finished. And unless you've had your head hidden in the sand lately, surely you can see that there is a shaking going on in our world. And we are living in the end times. But there is a space of time left. How long, we don't exactly know, but in this space of time, the devil is totally dedicated to doing as much damage as possible that he can do to the kingdom of God. And that mainly involves taking as many souls with him to hell as he can. And so we're caught in the middle of this war. You see, it's really not about us. It's about he's trying to hurt God's kingdom. But we're in the middle of things. And so anything that the devil can do to discourage us, to destroy us, to cause us to have doubt and fear, to keep us from doing what God has called us to do, to cause us to go back on our promises to God. He will do whatever it takes to take a soul to hell. And so there are times that we come in contact with spiritual attacks that are designed to stop the work of God in our lives or in our church or in our city. We've read before Ephesians 6:12, "For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places." And the pressure of this wrestling in the spirit, the load of this spiritual battle, it can be a great burden in our lives. We just have to remember, when we're feeling that burden, we're feeling that pressure, the battle is not ours. The battle is not ours. We can't just force our way through in physical and natural strength. This battle is the Lord's. This battle is the Lord's. We don't have to be afraid of the kingdom of darkness. Let me encourage you here today. You don't have to be afraid of the kingdom of darkness. But greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. Somebody needs to claim that. Somebody needs to remember that here today. You don't have to be afraid of a spiritual attack. You need to be wise. You need to be aware. But you need to realize greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. Amen. And the devil wants to take you out, but if he could have, he would have already done so. He can't do it, but he can lie, and he can intimidate. He can send thoughts, and he can do whatever it takes to distract us and to try to stop us from living for God or from doing God's work. This burden, though, this burden of this spiritual battle, it can be a blessing, believe it or not, because God is able to take what the enemy meant for evil, and he can take it in our lives and turn it for good. Isn't that awesome? Amen. God is amazing. He takes what the enemy means to destroy us. The enemy comes up with this grand scheme against us, and he thinks it's going to take us out. And then the Lord just takes it and he just turns it, and then it ends up for our good, and God gets the glory for it. Isn't that awesome? Amen. When we realize that we're under a spiritual attack, when we realize that we're fighting a spiritual battle, the answer lies in prayer. The answer is found in prayer. That's what gives us strength. That's what breaks the enemy's back. That's what connects us with the power of God. The answer is in prayer. And in prayer, God may reveal to us what exactly to pray about. He may show us what spirit it is that we are dealing with, and so we can know how to pray. But there are some things that we should pray every time that we're dealing with this burden that comes from a spiritual battle. First of all, I encourage you, if you recognize that you are in a spiritual battle, ask God to send you a few angels to help you in that fight. Amen. Angels are God's creation. Of course, they're not gods. They're God's creation. We don't worship them, and we don't order angels around, but ask for God to send some angels to help you, and ask God to let them surround your house and to go with you and to go with your family to protect you and help you and to fight for you through this. Secondly, disconnect with anything that's trying to attach itself to you in the spirit that is not of God. Simply just pray this. Say, right now, I disconnect from any spirit that's trying to attach itself to me or to my family or to our church. I disconnect from any spirit that's not of God right now in Jesus' name. Right where you are, you need to pray that. I disconnect from any kind of spirit that's trying to attach itself to me that is not of God. I refuse that. I take authority over that. I disconnect from it right now in Jesus' name. And then thirdly, reverse the curse. Now, these are things that I've picked up from different ones over the years, and Brother Tom Barnes is one that would use this principle, and And I've talked about him many times. If you're dealing with the spirit of witchcraft or other things, there may be curses that have been prayed against you. We've even taught about how people can be guilty of praying their own will on situations. And if it's not God's will, well, that can be just as serious as someone who resorts to witchcraft to try to force someone else to do what they want. So reverse any curses. Just simply pray, I reverse the curse. Amen. Remember that. I reverse the curse. Any curse coming against me or my family or our church, and any curse that's being prayed against me, I reverse the curse and I send it back in Jesus' name. Amen. Then fourth, if God has revealed to you exactly what spirit you're wrestling with, take authority over it and rebuke it in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. If it's the spirit of fear, I rebuke the spirit of fear in the name of Jesus. Amen. And you can bind its power that's working against you. You can bind its power that it can't work against you. Now, one thing to remember, whenever you're dealing with spiritual warfare or in intercessory prayer, you need to always start by taking on the whole armor of God. And then you need to always end those prayer sessions with worship. Because when we touch things in the spirit, sometimes we can feel those things in our flesh. And if we're not careful, we'll leave feeling more depressed and more sick and more defeated than when we began. But take on the whole armor of God. And then in conclusion, you need to come out of that time of intercessory prayer with worship. Amen. Exalting the presence of God, lifting him up, rejoicing in the fact that our name is written in heaven, and you go upward and you worship God, and you come up out of that struggle and that intercessory prayer that you've been in. So one more thing I want us to look at when it comes to burdens. There is the burden of the Lord, and there can also be the burden of the load. The burden of the Lord and the burden of the load. Sometimes God will allow a burden to come in our lives to lead us to salvation or to call us or develop us or make us sensitive to his spirit. That's the burden of the Lord. When God sees something in us that needs to be changed or developing, and so he sends that burden, and it's for our good. It is for our good. But there's also the burden of the load. The burden of the load. Because sometimes in our flesh and in our stubbornness, we resist the burden of the Lord. Because we're determined to do it our way. And we like how we're living it. We don't want to listen to the authorities in our life. And we're happy and comfortable that just however we are. And so there's times that we can resist the burden of the Lord. And that's when sometimes God, in his grace and in his mercy, will allow the burden of the load. It's still for our good, but it's a whole lot heavier. And sometimes God will allow life to take its toll to the point of even breaking us, to the point of even crushing our will until we submit. It's for our good. It's just a whole lot heavier. But sometimes it's necessary in order to save us. And if it's necessary to save us, then I don't care what you have to do, God. I can't be lost for eternity. But it's so much easier to respond to the burden of the Lord in our lives and not have to be crushed under the burden of the load. The blessing of the burden. The blessing of the burden. In conclusion today, Paul wrote in our text, he said that his strength was made perfect in weakness. He takes pleasure in infirmities and reproaches and persecutions and distresses for Christ's sake. And he says, "For when I am weak, then am I strong." He realized the blessing of a burden. It kept him grounded. It enabled him to see the supernatural happen but that burden, it kept him saved. Maybe you're going through some things and you're feeling the burden. You're feeling the burden from whatever source it might be. I want to encourage you today. Don't just try to get out from under the burden, but ask God, Lord, what is the purpose of this burden in my life? God, what is it that you're trying to accomplish through this? What is this pressure supposed to bring out in me? What is this time I'm going through? God, how is it supposed to develop me? Lord, what's the blessing in this? Because in my flesh, I can't see a blessing, Lord. I don't understand, Lord, but help me to see the way that you see it, to understand the blessing of a burden in my life. With every blessing, there is a burden. And with every burden, there is the potential of a great blessing in our lives. If we have faith to reach out and to grab the blessing, then we need to also pray for strength to endure the burden. The greater the pressure, the more we grow. The more the enemy means it for evil, the more God can use it for good. Many times we don't appreciate the blessings that we have without a burden somewhere along the way. If you are bearing that burden today, you need to thank the Lord for it, because God has seen some good in it and he's allowed it in your life. Ask him to give you the strength to bear it. Ask him to be sure that you don't miss the blessing of that burden. Praise the Lord. We're going to go into a time of prayer right now, and I invite you to join with those that you are there with, and even possibly continue on after we end the lesson here today. But we're going to pray that God would help us to grow under this burden, help that pressure to develop us, help us to be everything that God has called us to be, amen, to help us to be sensitive to the things of the Spirit so that we can know when there's a need that we've got to pray for, but that burden comes and it's a blessing and God can use it. Amen. Would you pray with me right now? God, Lord, we come to you tonight realizing that many here are feeling a burden. Lord, it may be just from things of life, or it may be something that you have allowed in their life because you're trying to develop them. You're calling them to a place of ministry. Lord, you're trying to help them to be sensitive to the things of the Spirit. Or God, it may be that some right now are in the midst of a spiritual battle, and they literally are experiencing a spiritual attack that is designed to stop them from being used by you and to back off from the things of the Spirit. But God, I pray that you would give strength today, and I pray that you would give help today as we look to you, Lord. You are the source of our strength. You are our help. Our faith does not stand in the wisdom of men, but it stands in your power, O God. And I pray today that you would give help, that you would give understanding. Help us in the middle of this situation. Lord, whatever it is that we are facing right now, I pray that you would help us to realize there is a blessing in this burden. There is a blessing in this. God, you are going to bring good from this, and we trust in you. Our lives are in your hand. And I pray, God, that you would encourage every heart, every home. I pray, Lord, that you would send your angels to help these that are going through a spiritual battle. Let your angels encamp round about them, protect them and guide them and help them and fight for them. In Jesus' name we pray. And God, I pray that you'd reveal to us the purpose of this burden that we're carrying, Lord, so that we can get through this and go on to the next level that you have for us. Help us to grow, Lord. Help us to become everything that you designed for us to be. Help us to realize the blessing of a burden in our lives. We praise you and we worship you for it right now. We give you all the glory and all the praise and all the honor. Blessed be the name of the Lord. God.